Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of St. Anthony of Padua, and from Ireland we hear from Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the order and now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is simply entitled Anthony of Padua.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your virtue goes no deeper than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. You have learned how it was said to our ancestors, 'You must not kill,' and 'Anyone who does kill must answer for it before the court.' But I say this to you, anyone who is angry with his brother will answer for it before the court. If a man calls his brother fool, he will answer for it before the Sanhedrin. And if a man calls him renegade, he will answer for it in hellfire. So then, if you are bringing your offering to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar, go and be reconciled with your brother first, and then come back and present your offering. Come to terms with your opponent in good time while you are still on the way to the court with him, or he may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the officer, and you will be thrown into prison. I tell you solemnly, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord. The reconciliation between people that Jesus encourages, even insists on, is a wonderful activity. And it makes those who engage in it more genuinely and fully human, since we who belong to the human race are called to do what we can, including living with each other and reconciling our differences, knowing that life and its preservation and enhancement are more basic and necessary than complete agreement between us on issues that may permit different viewpoints and contrasting decisions. I say this, mind you, with today's gospel passage closer to my heart than any specific page from the church's many-faceted history. We recall with gratitude to God the fidelity of so many fervent, even dogmatic, preachers of the Christian faith, often in the face of what they perceived as unfaithful interpretations of the tradition. The saint who is remembered today, Anthony of Padua, left nobody in any doubt as to where his loyalty lay, and yet his popularity among disciples of Jesus today, and in the 20th century too, is found predominantly among those whose inner heart is more familiar with question marks and anxiety than answers and full stops. How wonderful and literally universal it can be when a disciple of Jesus of Nazareth is described by the church as a saint, enabling his or her influence to reach parts of the mystical body of Christ that might in their own time have been less anxiously calling out for healing than is the case in our own day. Saint Anthony, pray for us. Today's responsorial psalm has this superb, thought-provoking verse: "And thus you provide for the earth, you drench its furrows, you level it, soften it with showers, you bless its growth." I see here an indication of divine providence in favor of the community of Jesus' disciples, the church. God's caring generosity provides what is needed for the earthly camino of the church, just like seasons and the recurring cycles of nature provide for plant and animal all that is needed, and at the same time, it will be more gratefully received. in thanksgiving for such divine providential generosity, people have for countless centuries given thanks to the god or gods they worshipped. Jesus of Nazareth, who counts Anthony of Padua among his disciples, warns all who will listen that presenting any kind of offering to God by way of thanksgiving for whatever benefit has been received is useless and ineffective unless the heart that makes the offering is at peace with his or her fellows, unless the hand that bears the offering has reached out and made peace, not war, with his or her fellows. One of the striking and inspiring stories told of Anthony's short life is that on an occasion when it was expected that a Dominican would provide a sermon, Dominicans were already formally known as an order of preachers, it fell in the end to Anthony to provide words of encouragement. His listeners were astonished, so much so that they gave thanks to God for enriching Anthony with wisdom and eloquence. His popularity was not surprisingly to outlast him. Anthony had been ill for some time and died at the age of 36. He was notable also in that his canonization as a disciple worthy of devotion and imitation came less than a year later. Pax, the Latin word for peace, Pax is still mentioned a great deal in the context of Franciscans, sisters and brothers. Let Anthony's feast enable today's disciples of Jesus also pray with earnestness for peace in the most troubled parts of the world. Dona nobis pacem. Grant us peace.